Welcome back to From Soil to Story, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'm Julia.
And I'm Donna.
And a couple of episodes ago, we talked about raised beds. But today we wanted to go a little bit more in depth and really look at the benefits, but also the challenges. So how many years ago did we convert the entire garden?
I think it was about 5 years ago. We started out with a traditional in-ground garden. We started with, I believe, a 25 by 25. We first started doing markets. And after the first year, we doubled it to a 50 by 50. Same garden space, which was a nice area, but lots and lots of hard soil and lots of weeding.
Crabgrass.
Oh my gosh. And even had a friend that came over and helped dig that out for an entire day. It was a challenge. Carrots would come out of the soil because it was so hard and compact. They would come out all wonky looking, and it was a challenge, but we worked with what we had.
We did, and we even tried several different methods of marking off beds and having just wide bed rows so that we weren't walking on those and
right.
Compacting them, but still, the weeds were just overwhelming.
And they were old, old weeds that had tap roots to, 3 feet, and I am not exaggerating, some were 3 feet or more deep with dandelions and the ones with a deep tap root, and our poor little seedlings couldn't compete with that
at all. So at some point along that way, we made the decision to go to all raised beds, and we have about 4 different sizes and styles of those.
I think we have 64 beds.
Right. And we have 2 that are 8 foot by 8 foot with a walkway built into them. We have a
keyhole.
Yes,
it's
keyhole.
Like a keyhole.
Perfect. I couldn't think of that name. Thank you. And then we have a couple of 4 foot square with composters in the middle, some 2 foot square ones, and then 4 foot by 2 foot. And 8 foot by 2 foot. And they're also varying depths to meet the needs of different crops.
Right. And most anything in the garden that we plant will grow in the medium, so you know about this.
Right. Those are 11 inches.
Yeah. Deep. So most things, beans and most things will grow in that. But like for carrots and sweet potatoes and potatoes, the deeper ones work a lot better.
Right. And those are about 17 and a half inches deep. Everything is built with 2x6 lumber. So you get multiples then of the actual 5.5.
And you created the garden and kind of just started fitting different beds in however they would fit, and then went from there.
Right. So like many things that we do, we worked with what we have.
And didn't waste.
Exactly. So, we do have a short e-course on how we built those beds and the design of them that includes a materials chart. But, talk to us a little bit about what are the benefits of growing in all raised beds.
Oh, the benefits, first of all, start with the gardener. And, I'm getting a little bit older and have a little arthritis and knees and hands and stuff like that. But not as much bending down and getting on my knees. And so nice, soft soil that it's easy to pull out the weeds. And we're not getting those 3 foot deep tap roots anymore. And it's much easier, and I think it looks very nice.
You know, there's nothing wrong with, and in fact, I believe you should have an eye for the beauty of the garden.
Right. And I still rotate the same way as I would a traditional in-ground garden. So, you know, whatever has tomatoes this year won't have tomatoes next year. And, you know, you've built some really nice supports that we can move from bed to bed easily every year. So that's the first thing I do beginning of the season, decide where the bigger plants are going to go. And but I still rotate.
Right. What are the challenges of gardening this way?
The only big challenge is that initial filling with soil.
Right.
That's probably the biggest one. It was probably pretty expensive because we do use a nice combination of peat and, you know, we're not just getting garden soil. So our first expense was quite a bit in the beginning to fill all those beds. And I was starting to think we were never going to get them all full. But I think all of it we used bagged soil, different kinds of soil.
Right.
So we hold a lot of trailer loads of bags one at a time into the garden and filled each bed.
Right. And you could get bulk.
Sure.
And do that and move it by, you know, shovel bucket if you have that kind of equipment. But we have fenced the entire garden, so it was much easier for us to manage it by the bag.
Right. And we fenced the garden because we're in the country and have deer and groundhogs and all kinds of critters that just love to get into the garden. So we
sure.
did fence it.
So, any other challenges?
Probably the only other challenge that I can think of is they dry out quicker. And I do try to use a combination of soil that doesn't dry out so quickly. And, you know, some moisture-retaining soil like peat, different ones that will help hold that moisture. But in the heat of the summer, I water just about every day. And, you know, I do it the hard way, take a hose around and water each bed individually. So it takes a while, but that's all right. And you can use an irrigation system, which we've talked about, but we don't have that right now on the irrigation system. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
Well, I think as you've talked about that and we've thought about the irrigation, you've talked about how that's good for you to be able to monitor each bed individually.
Sure. Because every bed is a little bit different with the soil mix because we've done them at different times. Some retain moisture better. There will be a point in the summer that I won't give the tomatoes quite as much, because they'll be fine. And but some of the plants, like beans that have a shallow root, they will need more watering probably every day.
And every year I see you top those beds off.
Yes. We found a really good topsoil mix that we like that is super soft. It is a peat mix, actually, and it has been incredible to top off the beds because we're going to lose some soil when I pull the plants, and just some, you know, you lose out the bottom or whatever. But you also need to freshen that soil every year. But we also have a whole lot of compost. We have 4 or 5 composters, and I think finally, it took us some years to get there, but we have a pretty good system for getting good compost started even over the winter. And then I've kind of got a stage system that one is cooking, one is ready, and that is working very well. So I top off with our own compost too. But we have such a big garden sometimes I have to get a little extra to supplement what we have.
Right. And when you mentioned compost, it made me think we will do a future episode about your composting system.
Oh, that's exciting.
And it, I mean, if you say the word compost to a gardener,
that's exciting.
It is exciting. So that's just a brief overview of our raised bed gardening, why we do that, what the challenges are, and if you have any questions,
sure,
feel free to shoot us an email.
Yeah, we love that.
Respond to this episode wherever you're listening, and we'll be back next week with more about the books or gardening or maybe even both.
Right.
So until next time.
See ya.
Bye.